Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to story titled, Hissing, Homeless Man on Bank Steps Lead Longtime Clients to Stop Using Downtown Midland Branch, published December 17. Dear Editor, as you know, this is a problem around the world and particularly in North America, where for some reason a liberal malaise has taken hold on to how to treat these situations at the expense of the common decent citizenry. I have seen same in Toronto, London, Seattle and Vancouver. For one thing, for all the money being spent on social programs, very little to nothing appears to be improving. If I am in error, I challenge those in charge of the programs to statistically prove that their significant expenditures, beyond their, I suspect, generous salaries, has provided relief and improvement to the homeless and underprivileged. If money shortage is their excuse, what would they do if they had the money? Quantify for Orillia and Midland, for example. Solve the problem. How much? How would it be implemented for success? Why are there still many on the streets harassing the public? Why are there, to my understanding, no databases on these persons? Who are they, where do they come from, their backgrounds and history? What has been provided to them to date? Why are they still on the streets in bank walkways and ATM enclosures? I, myself, have witnessed same at CIBC in Orillia. I have watched persons sitting on the entrance steps injecting a very destitute-looking young man with not a security person in sight. What is happening today is not working and is not fair for the average good citizen to have to witness and endure. Something has to change. I acquiesce this discussion to the experts to tell me how. Regards, Phil Thompson, Orillia.